When is the last time you had a real adventure? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, we review two new books about travel, exploration, and how where we come from often determines where we go and how we get there. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. As many listeners may be aware, since 1998, the International Space Station has orbited Earth every 90 minutes, or 16 times a day, traveling at over 17,000 miles per hour. Continuously occupied since 2000 by an international crew, you can look at a floor plan of the craft, flip through photographs sent back by the astronauts, and much more at the NASA.gov website. Orbital, the new novel by British writer Samantha Harvey, imagines one day in the lives of six fictional men and women aboard the ISS, from sleeping in floating sacks and eating chicken cassoulet from sachets to tending the lab mice, taking spacewalks, and of course, dreaming of home. In her creation of the astronauts' inner thoughts, their daily tasks, and the things they see out the window, Harvey has created a wondrous and timely hymn to life on Earth. There's no shocking event or tragedy in the course of the 16 orbits, but things do happen. The crew monitors a typhoon that forms and then strikes Southeast Asia, where the Italian crew member, Pietro, is friends with a family he met on his honeymoon. Another crew member receives word that her mother has died at home in Japan. A beautiful passage reflects on her survival of the Nagasaki bombing as an infant. Another space mission catapults past them in a $5 billion blaze of suited, booted glory, four astronauts headed to the moon. Perhaps the most important aspect of the book is its interpretation of the experience of seeing Earth from outer space. Quote, "You'll see no countries, just a rolling, indivisible globe which knows no possibility of separation, let alone war. And you'll feel yourself pulled in two directions at once. Exhilaration, anxiety, rapture, depression, tenderness, anger, hope, despair. Because, of course, you know that war abounds and that borders are something people will kill and die for." Seeing this vision day after day, Harvey's astronauts are possessed by the need to protect this huge yet tiny Earth, this thing of such miraculous and bizarre loveliness, an unbounded place, a suspended jewel, so shockingly bright. Reading Orbital, you cannot help but feel the same. Our other book is a wide-ranging, politically acute inquiry into the history of travel and tourism as seen by a woman of color. When she was in graduate school, Shanaz Habib attended a lecture by a travel videographer who described the travel habits of different demographics. Europeans travel in August, American retirees prefer cruises, and finally what she calls the punchline. People from the third world do not travel. They immigrate. The author is from Kerala, India, and lives in Brooklyn, making her both a traveler and an immigrant, and sometimes a tourist, too. And all these perspectives play a role in this collection. She opens by contrasting her experience as a traveler with that of a white woman she meets in Turkey, segueing into a history of guidebooks and an interrogation of the association between travel and privilege. Another essay describes her months as a new mother in Brooklyn, finding solace in aimlessly riding buses. This turns out to be an orbit of another kind, also providing unexpected perspective. Though its viewpoint is thornier, crankier, and more politically complicated than that of Harvey's novel, Airplane Mode also cherishes our world.
The books are Orbital by Samantha Harvey and Airplane Mode by Shanaz Habib. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.